crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Monday, everybody. Well, before we get into a lot of things that happened over the weekend, let's check out some temperatures real quick. It is 83 degrees at Mangum, and Mangum, you're the hot spot in the whole state right now. 80 at Hollis, 76 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 76 at Beaver, 73 at the May Ranch, 76 at Lahoma. What is Bessie today? Bessie's 77 degrees. Back over here in Texas Panhandle, 75 at Lipscomb. Miami, you're 75. Nope, just switched. 76, 77 at Dozer, 81 at Odell, and Childress, you're 79 degrees. All right, this is one of my favorite weeks in the whole year. It is the shootout, the Red River shootout, the Texas OU football game. So I'm sorry, if you want to hear ag news, you're going to hear some in a minute. But first, I got to let you guys listen to this 911 call I heard earlier. Hello, this is 911. What's your emergency? This here is Larry Longhorn. I'm down here at a tailgate party here in Dallas by the Cotton Bowl. And these guys, I want you to send an officer down here because they're doing horns down at me and really offending me. Well, sir, we're sorry. We don't have time to send an officer down there to do stuff like that. But anyway, just quit looking at them and they won't offend you. Well, operator, they're really offending me. Well, I'm sorry. I got to go. We got more emergency calls. But before I go, I want to tell you something. Boomer! So, anyway, it's my favorite week. I'm sorry. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year. It's one of the best rivalries in football as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, I had a pretty crazy weekend. Actually, we had this Route 66 shootout over at the Sarah National. That's when the Shamrock Country Club and the Sarah National boys all get together. Last year it was in Shamrock. This year it was at Sarah, and we had a great meal, steak dinner or steak lunch provided. But anyway, last year was the first time. I might have my numbers wrong, and I'm sorry if I do. I think it was its seventh year or sixth year in a row that it stayed at Sarah. And last year, the boys from Texas got her back, but they brought it back over for us to look at this year, and we got her back. She's hanging on the wall in the Sarah National. So anyway, it's a blast playing with those guys from Shamrock. Just bunch of good old boys and a lot of talking going on during the day. And of course, you know, my mouth was running. Anyway, the judge was there. And I didn't get to play with him in the first two sessions, but I did get to play with him. And I, of course, I was talking trash, and so was he. Anyway, me and him's always at each other's throat, but he's good. He's the justice of peace at Shamrock, and he's a lawyer. You know what I think about lawyers, but anyway, it was pretty fun. And so him and I got paired up for the final nine, 101. Yeah, he beat me, but he cheated. He used alcohol to influence the way my golf play shot. I'm just saying that right now. Next year, Jimmy will not be in the alcohol, and I will kick his rear end. That's all I can tell you. So anyway, hats off to the judge. He beat me fair and square, minus the alcohol. But anyway, it was a good time. Thanks, guys, for coming over. And let's see what else happened on the Ponderosa this weekend. Man, just normal stuff. I got across my Truticale with the water one time. to help it along, because I'm not lying, guys. The Long Ranger does not look good at all, and I hate it. My peanuts are doing good, and getting ready. We're winding up. We'll get them dug here one of these days. There's some digging going on, some thrashing going on. So peanut harvest is in full mode for the most part. Sowing wheat, triticale, and rye, kind of at a standstill right now, wondering about this weather. And what else is there? Oh, I should have bought a lottery ticket this morning. The dogs and I got up, went out and moved the water on the peanuts this morning. So back in August, I got my favorite flashlight that I bought from Hobart Farm and Garden. It's a Browning 2200 Lumas. Fits right in your pliers pocket on the side of your cargo pants. And I bought it 3 years ago, I think. And they're not cheap, but they're good. They're so well worth it, because I need a light when I'm moving in the dark and shine an eighth of a mile either way to make sure my side rail hadn't come apart. It's moving, it's twisting, everything's going good, right? Well, I lost it back in August. And I was devastated. I'm not going to lie. I was devastated. And so that afternoon after I got through the show, I went and got the dogs, and we went back out there and walked in knee-high peanuts for about 2-3 hours, maybe longer. I wanted to find my flashlight. Because, matter of fact, this week I was going to go back to Hobart and get me another one. So this morning we were walking out there, and I had my big Browning spotlight that I got from them down at Hobart. And as I was getting closer to the middle of the side row where the motor drive's at, and something kept shining, I thought, what animal is that? And it just kept glaring at me, and I got closer. Lo and behold, 1 foot from one of the wheels on my drive, there it was, laying there as pretty as it could all get out. And had been there through all this rain and sun and heat and wind. Man, it was just, I found it. It still works too. Of course, it's a weatherproof flashlight, but the deer hadn't chewed on it, or the raccoons or the gophers or nothing. But anyway, I should have bought a lottery ticket this morning. I mean, what's the chances of finding a little bit of handheld flashlight out in the middle of a peanut field? But anyway, I got it. I got back. I'm in a really good mood. So Cotton King, don't ruin my mood today. And just telling you. So we got that going on. But anyway, changed the belts out. The mayor of Grimes over there in Roger Mills County, Donnie, came over yesterday and helped me change out the belts on my baler. I got it ready to get some peanut hay put up, and I don't know, got the bit. It wasn't that hard. It's just consuming. I'm telling you what, I don't care if it wasn't in the 90s yesterday. It was hot yesterday. So anyway, we got them all swapped out. I still got to roll the rest of the belts up laying in my wife's driveway this morning. She's probably not happy with me about that right now, but all the belts are stretched out laying across everywhere out there in the yard. So, well, I'll get them all cleaned up today. Other than that, nothing else major going on. Cattle are doing good, so we got that going on. But anyway, this is my favorite week, though. You're not going to catch me saying hook 'em horns. It's always horns down, baby. Horns down. And anyway, hey, but I will tell you that I did talk to the Cotton King this morning, and man, he's such a lucky guy. So he's got his wife Tammy, and we call her the Cotton Queen. She's out there on a tractor shredding cotton stalks right now, and from what I've been hearing from the neighbors, they say she's 10 times better tractor driver than the roads is. So anyway, I hope you're listening, Tammy. You're the Cotton Queen. Keep up your good work you're doing out there, but hopefully he finds you a job so you don't have to deal with him every day. anyway, we got that going on. So anyway, get after it, Tammy. Well, before we go to break, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture before we go to the OCA break. Soybean and grain futures were lower in overnight trading as the stronger dollar weighs on prices. The U.S. dollar index rose another 0.1% overnight against a basket of its counterparts and is now up 1.1% in the past month, curbing potential demand for U.S. ag products. A stronger dollar makes U.S. goods less affordable to importers, cutting prospects for exports of soybeans and grains. Steel sales of U.S. ag products have been mostly solid in the current marketing year. Overseas buyers have committed to purchase 16.4 million metric tons of corn for delivery in the 24-25 marketing year. This started September 1st, according to data from the USDA. That's up 14% year over year. Importers have agreed to buy 18.9 million tons of soybeans for delivery this year, up 3% from the same point a year ago, according to the USDA. Wheat sales for delivery in the grain marketing year that ends on May 31st are up 23% from the same time last year to 11.7 million tons. Soybean futures overnight for November delivery fell 5.25 to 10.32.5 a bushel. Overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal lost 2.90 to 3.2760 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.13 cents to 44.1 cent a pound. Corn futures were down a penny to 4.23¾ a bushel. Overnight wheat futures for December delivery lost 0.75 to 5.39 a bushel, and Kansas City futures dropped 2.5 cents to 5.95¼ a bushel. Investors slashed their net short positions or bets on lower prices in corn and beans in the 7 days that ended October 1st. According to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, speculators held a net 72,085 future contracts in corn, the agency said in a report. That's down from 140,000 contracts a week earlier. Money managers were net short by 31,000 contracts, future contracts last week, down from 76,000 contracts the week before. The smallest bearish position since May 28. Hedge funds and other large investment firms also cut their net short positions in hard red winter wheat to 15,000 contracts versus 19,000 a week earlier. That's the smallest such position since June 4th. Investors held a net 24,689 soft red winter wheat contracts, down from 30,000 the week prior, and the smallest bearish position for the commodity since October of 2022. All right, let's see what's going on with the weather right through here, through the Ag Belt. Frost advisories have been issued for most of Wisconsin counties and also some counties in northern Minnesota. Temperatures fell to 27 degrees. Most of the area hovered in the mid-30s overnight, but some areas still saw temperatures drop in the upper 20s. In central Nebraska, meanwhile, temperatures ranged from freezing to 35 degrees overnight, likely resulting in some frost formation. Intense winds will replace the cold weather this afternoon, as gusts up to 25 are forecast. In Nebraska, humidity will drop to around 25%. Elevated fire weather is forecast from Tuesday through Friday, according to the agency. And speaking of that, here is your county wide burn bans in Oklahoma. And I'll have your Texas ones coming up later. Harmon, Greer, Jackson, Tillman, Kiowa, Comanche, and Cotton counties in our listening area, you guys are under a county wide burn ban. And it's a good thing. Anyway, I foresee some more yellow counties coming up on this burn ban map in the near future. So anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come back, I'll have more news about agriculture for you. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back. They're doing really good, Mr. Britton. Thank you for asking. Hey, a little update from a man down there at Wheeler Brothers in Ouachita County. He said, if you get a chance, mention to everyone who has wheat up, check for worms. Ouachita County is getting bad. Been hooked up spraying all weekend. Yes, sir. Everybody needs to be on the lookout because there's not much out there for them to eat. So be on the lookout. If you got wheat, right, true to cow, whatever, up, keep a deal on there. I got a feed sack laying in each one of my fields, and I checked them this morning, and no sign of life underneath them so far, but I know they're not too far about. But I've been getting a lot of reports of army worms all over Western Oklahoma. So anyway, just a heads up, everybody. Thanks, sir, for letting me know. I'm not going to call you the cotton killer like the Cotton King calls you that. Anyway, all right, I'm being nice to him because he's a Sooner. I got to be careful what I say. Let's check out the weather out here in the Texas Panhandle. Let's go with Miami today. 77 degrees, 34 is humidity, 46 is dew point. The winds are out south at 16 with wind gust up to 20. No month-to-date precipitation, red flag, minute zero, 8-inch soil temperature, 69 degrees. That's your ag update on weather out in the Texas Panhandle. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Where is it at? There it is. Let's go to the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update on grains and other things. And it's just, the board just looks it's everywhere. All kinds of crazy stuff going on. Corn, December, 425 up one. March is 442 up three quarters. Soybeans for November, 1035. Down 2 1/4. January's 1053, down 2 1/4. And soybean meal for December, 324.70, down 580. January's 323.50, down 510. Soybean oil, December 44.40, up 43. January 44.48, up 49. A lot of fours in those numbers there. Wheat, let's see what it's doing. Hard red winter wheat, December, back up again today at 601. Up 360, or up 3 3/4, not 360, up 3 3/4. March is 618, up 3.5. Let's see, oil out of West Texas, November 7701, up 263. Natural gas is down to 273 for November. And the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P are all in the red today. The cattle don't look too bad. It's just there's a lot of red and green in all these numbers, so not much is going on. December, 186.82, down 17. February is 187.95, unchanged. Feeder cattle for November, 249.07, down 20. January is 244.87, up 50. Lean hogs, December, 77.12, up 97. February is 80.70. Up 87. How about that? You guys get that? So anyways, the word has it on the street, and I did get the numbers from Brandon yesterday from the Elk City sale here, from the auction barn here at Elk City, and it was crazy. It looked good. It looks good. That's all I can tell you. We'll have more on that when Brandon comes on tomorrow. But anyway, they had a really, really good sale Friday, according to my numbers, and some other people said it was crazy. So I miss going there. I had something else I had to go do, and I couldn't make it there. Okay, so this is a good story before we go to break. You guys remember a couple of years ago, and I've talked about him a couple of times, but anyway, Russell Hedrick from out in North Carolina, he's the guy that raised the 454 bushel corn on no-till, non-irrigated ground up there and was doing good. And I follow him on social media. I actually talk to him once every other month or something, asking him some stuff on what he's doing with his concoctions he mixes up for his fertilizer. But anyway, I knew this was going on, but he made AgWeb, the Farm Journal today, the AgWeb news today. And I want to share this with you guys. Some of you might follow him already, but drones in tow, farmers were among the first to respond to the victims of the Hurricane Helene. In the wake of Hurricane Helene's devastating impact on the western regions of North Carolina, an unexpected group of heroes emerged. American farmers were among the first to respond, arriving on the scene with drones in tow. 70 miles east of Asheville in Hickory, North Carolina, Russell Hedrick and his father cleared fallen trees on their operation, working to open roads and access the roads. Compelled to do more beyond their land, they repurposed their agriculture drones for disaster relief. By September 30th, their team had mobilized. Hedrick loaded his drone trailer with pallets. You got to get on his Facebook page and check out this drone trailer. It's pretty cool. He loaded his drone trailer with pallets of water and food, headed towards Asheville to assist stranded individuals. His efforts quickly expanded to cover both the Asheville and Marion areas, with a self-supply drop-off point established in Marion. Using a DJI T-40 drone, Hedrick delivered a chain of drone relief. Additionally, he flew a DJI Maverick 3M drone at night, using thermal imagery to pinpoint survivors for emergency services. The use of the drone technology was a game changer, as Cody Jarvis, a friend of his who joined the relief efforts, describes, "I got to experience a whole new level of helping others with the innovative technology of drones. Drones flown by some of the America's best farmers. They weren't just any farmers, Jarvis continued. They came from North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, and Wisconsin, stepping away from their crops to offer their assistance and equipment free of charge using thermal imaging. They located stranded individuals, delivered supplies. It was pretty cool watching them carrying water with those drones to people on the other side of the river or bridge or stuff. It was pretty cool to watch that on his TikTok channel. And help family members reconnect with their loved ones. Matter of fact, we had some individuals here from Oklahoma that were from Elk City, actually, that were in Asheville. And their dad here posted on Facebook that he was doing that. And I gave him Russell's phone number. And I think there was some help involved there. So anyway, it's a smaller world than you think. Anyway, the relief efforts caught the attention of wider community. Soil Regen partnered with Green America and Soil Climate Initiative to create a fund, Drones to the Rescue, Hurricane Helene Relief. Within days, $13,000 was raised, with all the proceeds going towards purchasing supplies for the hurricane victims. Support was widespread, 300 miles in Tennessee. Brian Peterson of Woodtakers Farms located 4 pallets of water and bought $1,000 worth of beef jerky to contribute to the effort. Jeremy Slack from Ohio connected with his church community to coordinate the donation and delivery of 4 semi-loads of water and blankets to Hedrick's barn for distribution. As the days progressed, the team's effort intensified. They pushed further west, encountering mudslides and destroyed houses. The damage, as Hedrick describes, was pretty sobering. Despite the challenges, the team spirit was strong. Hedrick shared a lighthearted moment. My bright spot was a farm where the lady came to the other side of the river and asked if the drones had cameras because she remembered to put her teeth in and bra on. So, anyway, they had a pretty good laugh of that. So anyway, thanks Russell and all those guys helping with the drones. It takes a disaster to get these good stories out. But anyway, last count I heard, over 230 people had perished in the hurricane. And guess what? They got another one headed their way in Florida right now. It's supposed to be a category 3 or 4 when it hits. So, man, just think last I heard was going to hit Tampa. So, anyway, we wish you guys all the luck, and we'll be having thoughts and prayers sent your way. So, anyway, well, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come back, we'll have more news in the big old world of agriculture.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September the 27th. 1,732 head were sold, 6 head of steers at 456 brought 316, 15 at 526 brought 278, 10 at 559 brought 280, 13 at 567 brought 252, 11 at 633 brought 262, 16 at 712 brought 245, 4 at 736 brought 236, 4 head of heifers at 490 brought 244, 7 at 522 brought 240, 19 at 536 brought 253, 11 at 582 brought 232, 10 at 661 brought 239, butcher cows were 69 to 144, butcher bulls brought 113 to 155, bred cows were 1,575 to 2750, pairs brought 1,400 to 2850, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
We asked real young people in Oklahoma what finally helped them quit vaping nicotine.
I tried to quit vaping probably 12 different times.
I've tried other text lines and stuff. I just felt like I was talking to a robot.
I really liked that the program was completely on Instagram.
Most important part is definitely the community, the coach, the peers.
They suggested different things for me that actually helped.
Quit the Hit was really important in my quitting journey.
Without Quit the Hit, there wouldn't have been a success.
Learn more at quitthehitnow.com.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, by the way,
man, had that turned up a little loud.
By the way, you got time. You got time to get there. The McIntyre Red Angus is having their second annual fall event right now. Starts here in about 30 minutes. You got time to get there. If you don't have time to get there, you can watch that sale on CCI Live. Anyway, going on. Go out and support our local farmers. All Red Angus is pretty. They got some commercial bred heifers selling, the whole nine yards. And so I know you ain't doing it. Yes, I got a picture from my wife. She said it looks like the baler threw up in her front yard because there's all kinds of belts laying out there. So anyway, I knew she wasn't happy. All right, let's check out some weather for northwestern Oklahoma. Let's go up to, I haven't been to Freedom in a while. Let's check it out. Freedom, here's your forecast right now, 75 degrees, dew point 39, humidity's 27, the winds are out of the southeast at 13 miles an hour, no rainfall in the last 10 days, three day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 74 degrees, sunset at 7:11, 84 today, 53 tonight, 86 tomorrow. Doesn't look too bad. We need some moisture. Oh my gosh, we need some moisture. Anyway, I keep hearing these little bits and people, little pips and peeps of people going, you do a lot of weather on the show. You guys got to understand something. This is radio and not just your towns listening. There's a lot of towns listening. I got northwestern Oklahoma. I got the Oklahoma Panhandle. I got the Texas Panhandle. I got southwestern Oklahoma. I got western Oklahoma. So this is a reason why I do forecasts for different areas every segment. So don't get bored with my weather. I got to cover everybody's weather. Because then if I don't, if I do just like Elk City or Hobart or somebody, then this guy will see me up Woodward. Why don't you do our weather anymore? I don't need that. So everybody just remain calm. And think of a way OU can beat Texas this Saturday. Anyway, all right, let's see here. It is combine season, especially for corn, mainly for corn and peanuts and soybeans and stuff in our listening area. I thought this was a really interesting story about combines out of successful farming. And Jimmy Rhodes, Cotton Kings, he's got OU picked by 2 touchdowns. What do you guys think? Anyway, a $20 million problem resides in combine engine compartments, warned John Shosta, I hope I said that right, from the University of Wisconsin. Most combine fires start in the engine compartment, he explains. The $20 million in property losses each year from combine and tractor fires doesn't include the cost of lost time and down crops during the harvest season.
He adds, the fires also cause 40 to 50 serious injuries each year, and occasionally a person is killed because of a farm machinery fire. The good news is the combine fires are mostly avoidable by taking the following preventive measures. If a fire does erupt, the damage it inflicts can be minimized if you're equipped to deal with a fire. Use a pressure washer to so here's some of the prevention. Before harvest, use a pressure washer to remove all caked on grease, oil, and crop residue. Pay particular attention to the engine and hydrostatic pump parts during this cleaning because about 70% of all machinery fires start in this area. A clean engine also runs cooler and operates more efficiency. Other tips include inspect the entire electrical system on your combine, paying close attention to components that draw heavy loads such as a starter, motors, or heating cooling systems. Always replace fray wiring or worn connectors. Mount two fully charged ABC rated fire extinguishers on the combine. Locate a 10-pound extinguisher in the cab and mount a 20-pounder somewhere on the unit at ground level. Keep ABC rated extinguishers in the tractor, pulling the grain cart, or tracks of other vehicles working in the fields. Use only extinguishers with UL approval. Imagine that. Let's see here. Take all extinguishers to a professional to have them checked once a year. Any extinguisher that has been partially discharged must be fully recharged before it can be used again. During even a brief discharge, the tiny dry chemical parters will create a small gap in the internal seal of the extinguisher valve. This tiny opening will cause any remaining pressure to leak out in a few days or hours. About that. So, prevention during harvest. At least once a day, use compressed air or a leaf blower to blow chaff, leaves, and other crop residue from the combine, paying particular attention to the engine compartment. Clear off any residue wrapped around bearings, belts, and other moving parts. Never refuel a combine with the engine running. He recommends taking off the turning the engine off and waiting 15 minutes, which allows it to cool down. This reduces the risk that spilled fuel will ignite. Walk around the harvester at least once a day to check for overheating bearings or damage in the engine's exhaust system. During your inspection, if you notice any leaking fuel or oil, hose fitting, or metal lines, repair them immediately if you can. If a fire erupts, last but not least, if a combine or tractor catches fire, turn off the engine, immediately leave the combine, call 911 and provide the exact location of the fire. Use an extinguisher to direct extinguishing material at the base of the fire. It may not be possible to put out every fire if it's in a difficult reach area to reach or seems out of control. Don't risk the chance of injury or even a death. Wait for help. Just heads up, everybody. Got all kinds of good stuff going on. Matter of fact, I called one of my buddies is down there. He just combined 10 acres of peanuts yesterday, and he had air compressor out there blowing his combine out to get started again. So anyway, he's doing the right thing. Keep her all clean. So anyway, let's see here. Here's your report. Speaking of fire, here's the latest report from the Oklahoma Forestry Department, Department of Ag, in other words. It says here, near term, a warming trend, continued dry conditions will spur increasing fire dangers through the week as the elevated fire weather migrates over parts of Oklahoma. An update to the Oklahoma wildfire situation will likely be merited on Wednesday as drought indices continue to worsen and fire activity increases. All are looking for a shift in the weather pattern for some relief. Unfortunately, the near-term forecast does not hold any optimism. The current near-term outlooks, both the 6-10 and the 8-14, continue to point towards the likelihood of above-normal temperatures and below-normal rainfall, holding wildfire concern firmly in place. Another cold front is lined up to move into Oklahoma early next week, and the question will be if any rainfall comes with it. According to my lady, Lacey Swope, she said these hurricanes down there in the Gulf are pulling all the moisture from Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle down that way, and that's why our rain chances are getting slimmer and slimmer all the time. So anyway, all right, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, 10 head or 10,000. Cow-calf stockers or feeders selling at the sale barn, retaining ownership, or marketing retail, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has something for everyone. As cattle producers, we all have many of the same goals in mind: profitability, stewardship, feeding the world with integrity, and protecting our resources and livelihood for generations to come. To become a member or to learn more ways about how to get involved, go to okcattlemen.org. Well, let's just go ahead and take an OCA break. I'll be right back here with your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here. I'm speaking with Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent, what's going on this time of year at SEI?
Well, Ron, we are booking seed for fall pasture. We have triticale, rye, hairy vetch, and radishes, which will make great pasture for this winter. And we also have winter cattle cube contracts available.
Thank you, Kent. For more information, give Kent a call, 580-225-0317. SEI Agritech, 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
He remembers his dad coming home from the rigs in the early 1980s with his coveralls covered in grease and oil. Then he followed his dad's footsteps into the oil field. He likes the work and appreciates what it's done for his family. But he likes something else a lot more. He and his wife have three grown kids who have kids of their own now. They love playing with those grandbabies. Soon, they'll see their grandkids all they want. Might even fix up the house and go on that Caribbean honeymoon they couldn't afford 35 years ago. When his family was young, he contacted some people who put a plan together for him. He and his wife sacrificed and worked the plan all these years. Their patience and persistence are about to pay off. Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, retirewithbaca.com, or 323-6800. All the work you're doing now should lead to something better someday.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets him up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracks with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre track with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. We're going with the big town of Altus today. Let's see what's happening down Altus way. 83 degrees, feels like 81. dew point's 44, humidity is 26. The winds are out of the southeast at 7. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 77. Sunset at 7:13. 89 degrees for a high today, 57 for a low tonight, 91 tomorrow, but not a lot of wind. That helps. Ain't nothing worse in a drought is when it's windy and dry. Anyway, let's see here. I just seen a picture on Snapchat. Somebody was sitting eating a steak at the McIntyre Red Angus second annual fall event. So that's good. Everything is going good there. Also, hey, there's some, besides Texas and OU playing this week, there's some good games on this week. Thursday, here at Big Elk Stadium. Looks like the Tornadoes are coming to town. 7 o'clock, October 10th, Thursday. You can watch that on BigElkTV.com. And then what do we got here? October 11th, Merritt at Sayre. You can watch that also on Paragon TV. That starts 7 o'clock Friday night, Merritt and Sayre. So we got Merritt at Sayre. We got Clinton at Elk City. We got Texas and OU down in the Cotton Bowl. It's going to be a great week for football. That's all I can tell you. Also, let's see here. I had somebody text in here on power. I was talking about power washing combines and stuff while they're going tractors. He says here, must be a mechanic. He said, on power washing, don't get too close to the bearings. Water can penetrate the seals and we'll have time to start rust on the bearings. Thank you very much. So keep that in mind. Somebody else, I don't know who this is, said they've sprayed 250 acres yesterday for army worms. So a lot going on out here in the farming world. Let's see here. Southern lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are urging Congress to swiftly approve federal disaster relief for farmers impacted by Hurricane Helene. The storm caused catastrophic agriculture losses across the southeast. A bipartisan group of 34 representatives and senators led by Senator Ossoff, I guess if you say that, Democrat, Georgia, and Austin Scott, a Democrat from Georgia, also a Republican, highlighted the urgent need for aid in the letter to Congress leaders on Monday. The group stressed the importance of quick action to prevent long-term economic damage to the ag industry. I've been looking at some pictures of cotton from Georgia, and I know ours don't look the greatest in the world around here, but guys, that hurricane just, it got their cotton. It's bad. Water stand. I think I seen where one town in North Carolina, maybe Eastern Tennessee, 30 inches of rain. Think about that in less than a day. 30 inches of rain. That is just crazy. And anyway, so it's a bad deal. And then I see on social media where the FEMA's only given victims over there $750 and they got to repay that back to get more help. And they're giving the illegal aliens $160 billion or million or whatever they did. I don't know how much of all that's true, but hopefully FEMA is doing the right thing over there in that area. Like I said, I'm not going to believe what I see on social media unless I want to. But anyway, it's usually something fun. Not serious about this. But anyway, they're saying they're only getting $750 for victims over there in the hurricane. That's all they're issuing because they spent all their money on the illegals coming across the southern border. I don't know how much of that is true. We get more deeper into this and I find something that's reliable. Or maybe I call our representative, Frank Lucas, and see what he knows about this. And something, we'll figure it out. Anyway, but I'm not just going to say something crazy like that. I say crazy stuff, but I don't. Anyway, we'll get that go through there. So hopefully they get through there. Here is another tip for you guys, because I know you're busy on your tractors and combines. I seen this on AgWeb. It says, see through the dust, how to keep your combine windows clean. While there's little to none scientific research on how to keep combine windows clean in dusty conditions, here are a few farmer-tested and farmer-approved methods. And I'm looking at this combine that they got on there, and he's got all of his extinguishers on it. So that's a good thing. I've never been able to find any scientific studies related to keeping combine windows clean and dusty conditions, but here are a few experiences that might help. A long-handled rubber squeegee might reduce problems with fine dust clinging to window glass. Use spray-on window cleaner and then rubbing with paper towels seems to create a static charge that actually attracts dust. I know. Glass is an insulator and the windows are mounted in rubber. But remember, in school when your teacher had you rub your glass wand with a dry cloth that develops static electricity? My experience is using the professional quality rubber squeegee minimized potential for adding a static electric charge to a window. Use a bucket of water with a little Dawn soap to soak the glass before squeegeeing. Plus, squeegeeing with a long-handled tool is faster than hand wiping the whole big window. I believe ground chains reduce the need for window washing. One theory is that all the rubber belts spinning in the shivs and pulleys generate a static electrical charge with the combine's metalwork, kind of like Van de Graaff generator created static electricity in a high school physics class. One fall, I attached a short length of log chain to the frame of the combine and let it drag for several inches on the ground. I couldn't tell if I was making any difference in the cleanness of the windows until one afternoon when the windows suddenly clouded over with dust in less than an hour's time. That evening, I noticed the bolt holding my ground chain had come loose and the chain was missing. I put on a new chain and the next day, my windows stayed noticeably less dusty. Now I never heard of that one. Gonna have to try that one out myself. I have dragged a chain behind my equipment for 20 years, says Heath Peterson. Not saying it's everybody's answer, but I only clean my windows if it rains. When it comes to ground chains, remember the following. Here we go. There's always a catch. The chain must be bolted to bare metal on the frame and located so it drags between the rows for better contact with bare soil. Because of the amount of crop residue, ground chains work better in soybeans than in corn. A heavy chunk of log chain works best with the extra weight keeping it in contact with the ground. Here's what I'm going to add to this deal. Don't forget, you need to rig this chain up where when you get ready to leave the field, you have some way of hooking it so it's not dragging on the roads and causing fires. How's that? Here are the three most common farmer-tested and farmer-approved methods for cleaning cab windows. The California Car Duster. Terry Christensen says the soft bristled brush is a great option when you need something that's quick and easy in the busy season. He says you can find these brushes at most auto parts stores. According to Nathan Reed, the brush can be used on the hard-to-reach back window facing the hopper. On my Case combines, the window tilts towards the inside, Reed says. When I have a stop or on the end to dump, I pop it open and run the duster over it. Number two, Rain-X. Rain-X used to repel rain, sleet, or snow. Jerry McGullen says that he has luck in busy seasons when he adds Rain-X to the preseason wash lineup. Number three, anything laying around? From Brent Schultz, using his wife's best dress, to Leonard Ribley suggesting old white t-shirts, a low-cost option might be your best and only bet with machinery gets moving during planting or harvest. I got another one for you. Daily Oklahoma, or the Sunday Oklahoma. You always get those colored cartoon pages. Try some of that. I learned this from my sister-in-law over at Canute. Anyway, for cleaning windows. It seems like it doesn't, the stuff, dust and stuff. Get some color, the cartoons, and use that paper to clean your windows instead of a rag or something with your wash, whatever you want to do. And it seems like things don't stick on there as bad as they used to. But man, this log chain deal's got my attention. I might have to put that little effort on that when I'm out baling. Hey, I know what's going to happen. Log chain's going to come off and get my baler and tear something up. But we know what it is. Oh, by the way, yesterday while I was sitting there, Donnie and I was putting the new belts on my baler, there was a leak started in the front part of my 4960, and it was hydraulic oil, and I could tell, and I was like, what now? Anyway, the radiator overflow tube was rubbing up against the hydraulic, the low pressure hydraulic line on the hydraulic cooler up there by my front, between the radiator and the fuel tanks. And I got to replace that today. Always something going on. Something always going on. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed today. Tomorrow is Hay Day Tuesday. Don't forget, text in tomorrow during the show with hay you got for sale. And anyway, I've already got two people texting personally for tomorrow. So anyway, it's going to be a busy day with hay tomorrow. Brandon Hickey will be on here, and we'll continue this. This is The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.
It's loaded with action and suspense. This is K.